Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Tamarind Farm Correctional Facility to benefit from Greenhouse Initiative. Stay with us to hear more and Lieta or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running away me sooner next time.
A message from Statin. Some 10 inmates at the Tamarind Farm Correctional Center have been trained in modern agricultural techniques to manage a greenhouse at the facility as part of their rehabilitation process. The initiative also aims to assist in the reintegration of inmates into society by providing them with the requisite skills to become entrepreneurs after their release from the correctional facility. Inmates with less than 8 months of their sentence left were selected based on their interest in agriculture, the ability to read and write, and their commitment to completing the program. Some 20 correctional officers also received practical and theoretical training in the greenhouse project, which utilizes best practices in hydroponic farming. As part of the training, the group toured the Miranda Greenhouse Project in St. Anne and the Abbey Garden Farm in Manchester. It is expected that the project will become a sustainable income-generating venture and also provide vegetables to supplement the inmates' diet. The project, spearheaded by Carib Cement Company Limited, was recently handed over to the facility located in St. Catherine. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says based on the success of the pilot project, the program will be replicated in other correctional facilities across the island.
This project not only presents an opportunity for our brothers to learn cutting-edge, emerging trade, and for them to work and collaborate with the correctional officers and the staff in a way that will engender the kind of spirit that we need in the facilities. But it is also an opportunity for our country to take grasp and hold on to the wind of sustainable development and innovation and food security.
Senator Charles Jr. is lauding Carib Cement for its contribution and urges other corporate entities to participate in similar initiatives that encourage national development.
In 2017, Jamaica must look towards becoming a country that understands, appreciates, and implements projects related to sustainable development.
Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. Under the first phase, the project will serve as a rehabilitative tool for inmates while providing life skills through training in farming technology. It is anticipated that the Tamarind Farm Greenhouse Project will yield 600 pounds of cabbage every 8 weeks, 2,400 pounds of cucumber every 6 weeks, 400 pounds of lettuce every 6 weeks, 400 pounds of pak choy every 6 weeks, and 1,200 pounds of tomato every 12 weeks. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Anyway, magaipap. Translation, anywhere it becomes thin, it will break. And this means, there's no point in worrying about scarce resources. Make the best use of what you have.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
So
embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.